Well, good evening. Now, at 11 o'clock and 16 seconds, according to the digital clock, the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. Now, at 11:02, on that very same digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO, Medford. I am not Belinda, but this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two. That's right, two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and Belinda has been double dog daring you since 1990. Coming up at the top of the hour, it is the radio obituary. It is that time each week where we say goodbye to those who have passed in the recent days and weeks. But first, let's talk about the birds and the bees. In case you haven't noticed, this is not Belinda. I'm Kirsten, and I normally sit in on Something About the Women. Something About the Women is the mirror of Bubbles in the Think Tank, as we are on at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And speaking of which, Sue hosted a spectacular show this morning, so if you want to hear some goodies from the 70s and an interview from the rally, listen to her archive. So I've been a longtime listener of Bubbles in the Think Tank, and I'm thrilled to be here. A part of the hive, the beehive, Belinda's hive. The hive that has been abuzz with making sure that Bubbles in the Think Tank is here for you every single week that Belinda is taking to recover. Although it is wonderful to be here, I sure hope that Belinda recovers soon. In the meantime, Chris, Chuck Yu, Mike Conway, M. Freddie Stockwell, Pete, and of course Ryan D. have all flown in to help. I have a special thank you to Ryan for suggesting me to Belinda, helping me with my playlist, and introducing me to his mother, the beekeeper extraordinaire. The bees, you say? What about the bees? that certainly was a happy little set starting out with the bees. We're going to slow things down just a little bit here and go with the sweetness of the sting because, well, I don't know. It just seems that some folks like the honey and others like the sting.
Can play the way I frighten the fences in between. The sun gets past from tree to tree, silently and back to me. The breeze blown through, pushed up against the sea.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Well, my oh my, that was my first set having to do with bees. And what can I say? Things are certainly buzzing in the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook fan page. That is just a lot of activity. You all are so much fun. I'm going to start by just going through what I played in that last set. started with Taj Mahal, Queen Bee, and that was just my favorite way of starting this whole show. Ryan D. had suggested that, and I just have been humming that song ever since. The Murmurs with Bumblebee, and boy, the Murmurs have a lot to buzz about. The Sugar Cubes, The Bee, followed by Happy Yellow Bumblebee by Of Montreal. Really, from the perspective of a bee. You know, the cardinal singing in the morning, and don't talk to spiders. No, no. Tori Amos, Sweet the Sting. And yes, she was originally on my list later on, and she got bumped. She got bumped for Evil Bee. So we'll see if we throw her back on. Then Wilco, The Muzzle of Bees. So before we get on, whoa, I guess we're going to get on with John.
Once upon a time,
Wesley Harding on the Confessions of St. Ace, Humblebee.
All the prince who climb the wall. But when pride has it in for someone, none of us can check the fall. Now I'm as humble as a bumblebee. Have to be just another mumble buzzing round and round in rings. So afraid that I won't be king. This is the sting. I still want everything. Here is the twist. You're on my list, and here's what I mean. You're still the queen, and I want you. Now I wonder if I will ever be the lighthouse in a sea of shadows that you were when you shone for me. When I was going under, you knew when and where to be. Now I'm as good as Ebenezer after his conversion. I give all my goods away with no coercion. I'd give almost anything just to hear the hum of your wings. This is the sting. I still want everything. Here is the twist. You're on my list, and here's what I mean. You're still the queen, and I want you, honey. I want you. I was as humble as your eye just before his tumble. But I fumbled for the best of me amongst the jumble. Heaven knows where we went wrong. Don Quixote, Donkey Kong. This is the sting. When I still want everything, here is the twist. Oh, you're on my list. Here's what I
Well there, what I was going to say before I was so rudely interrupted by John Wesley Harding is that we have a synergistic relationship with bees. We eat their honey and we depend upon their pollination. Pollination is the act of transferring pollen grains from the male anther of a flower to the female stigma. Pollination is actually more important than honey. We depend upon it for our food, apples, pumpkins, and almonds, just to name a few. But that was what I had to say about bees. And we will continue with the theme and get back to a little bit more silliness, because what could be sillier than the Monkees, especially since this particular song, although the title track of their album, did not make it on this particular album. So here we have it. Thank you.
lost in the afternoon, missing an hour or two. Turn the crystal set, it's never failed me yet. No voice to say goodbye.
Me stumbling through a symphony, and the less of it I need, the more I get, till I'm swept up by the shape of all the centuries, like an echo in the chambers of my chest. I think she fears I'll be a servant to my history, or worse, a slave to someone else's misplaced doubts. So I try too hard to kill what's out to kill me, till I'm blind and hiding in the lion's mouth. And the words she aches to hear pour through my canyon, and they're singing in the caverns of my limbs. No, I do my best to try to understand them. They only follow me like vultures in the end. Read that I should write something worth reading, or I should do something worth writing about. And as my ears, they buzz like bees upon the ceiling, I start to pour a little more than I'm allowed. I sit our hearts no deeper seasons than our memories. She said this harvest might sustain us for a year. Of all the thousand ways the world could tempt me, I never met a better fighter than her fear. So as I try to breathe the air that she is breathing, and we dance a lightless dance upon my floor, I am burning to tell her she's all I'm needing. I'm drowned out by all the noise outside the door. Well, carried by the current of the morning, miles below the surface of the dawn, This is not the place that I was born in, but that doesn't mean it's not the place where I belong.
Give me some sugar, little honey, natural bee.
Thank you. out to kick a habit. Give it all you've got to do it right, to get it wrong, to get it wrong. To start another day, I guess, to yesterday. To start another day, I guess, to yesterday.
Well, here I am, back with you. Let's go through some of what I just played. And I have a couple versions of this Flight of the Bumblebee, so I've got a few minutes to talk before I get interrupted again. Started that set with John Wesley Harding, Humblebee from Confessions of St. Ace. The Monkees, Dream World, the Birds and Bees and the Monkees, and although there was a song, The Birds, the Bees, and the Monkees, and it would have been the title track to that album, it never made it to that album. Go figure. Laura Cantrell, Bees, Humming by the Flowered Vine. I'm so happy that you all appreciate her as much as I do. I think she has an amazing voice, and I really love hearing her. Following that was The Ballroom Thieves, Bees, from the album Dead Eye. Then a classic, Tom Petty, Honey Bee, from the album Wildflowers.